started to snow before the end of the event. So this year, you know, fingers crossed that we just have a nice sunny day and all the kids can stay warm and enjoy their time outside.
Exactly. So folks have any questions, they can always go to parkfalls.com or give a call down to the chamber if they have any questions, right?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Very good. Should be a fun day, Courtney.
All right.
Thank you for the update.
Thank you, Courtney.
From the Park Falls Chamber joining us here, 98Q Country and Reality Radio.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than 2 weeks to go until the election, the swing states are once again getting a whole lot of attention. ABC Stephen Portnoy with more on Donald Trump's appearances.
The former president holds two events today in Georgia, a state he won in 2016 but lost to President Biden 4 years ago. He's got a town hall focused on faith with the state's lieutenant governor in Zebulon, and then a rally in Duluth, Georgia, sponsored by the conservative PAC Turning Point Action.
Kamala Harris, in an NBC interview overnight, says her team is ready should the former president try again to overturn the results of the upcoming election. A judge has ruled that Rudy Giuliani owes most of his possessions, including his New York City apartment, to two Georgia poll workers who won a $148 million defamation judgment against him. McDonald's Quarter Pounders possibly linked to an E. coli outbreak that made nearly 50 people sick. Boeing has announced this morning it's lost $6 billion in the third quarter, partly because of a machinist strike. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're down to the last 2 weeks to the presidential election. Democratic running mate Tim Walz in Madison yesterday needled Donald Trump for canceling interviews.
I don't care how exhausted he is, because I can promise you he's not as exhausted as the American people are of him.
Early voting is underway. Former President Barack Obama urged the Walz rally to take action.
Do not sit back and hope for the best. Do not think this is a distraction or a joke.
The two warned that a second Trump administration with no guardrails would have dangerous consequences. A fire has shut down a Jefferson County ethanol plant. Officials at the Ostalon Bio plant say the fire started Monday in one of the facility's dryers. Ostalon Bio calls itself Wisconsin's largest ethanol producer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermé, and here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Road construction has begun on County Highway RR in preparation for new pavement in 2025. The construction consists of culvert replacements, drain tile installation, and ditching. Beginning now through freeze-up, County Highway RR may be closed through traffic, depending on the width of the road available and the project for the day. Mondays through Thursdays, 7:30 a.m. until 3 p.m., you may be asked to drive around on State Highway 86 to the other end of County Highway RR to reach your destination. The Price County Highway Department appreciates your patience through this much-needed project and asks that you allow extra time for your commute. Personally, I offer my standard roadwork advice of bringing two cups of coffee instead of one. I'm Austin Bermé, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
And more of Reality Radio. We'll get our Title Town Report, a little sports in just a little bit here. Ron will join us from Nemeth Implement. Let's talk Haunted House. First of all, though, we have Kendra Pritzel. We have Grady Dennis here. And thanks to Miss Nelson for bringing the students down here to talk with us. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Morning.
Thanks for stopping by. We are all ready to scare people. Is that right? All right. Let's talk about what it takes to put this together, first of all. Kendra, if you want to talk about that a little bit. And it's not an easy undertaking to do this. So talk a little bit about what it's taken to put this all together.
It takes about a month and a half, and we get our Butternut Student Council and some community members like Jared, Josh, and Glenn Wagner, and Matt and Johnny Lynch. They all come together and they help us build a pretty good haunted house every year.
All right. How many years have we been doing this at this spot? For quite a few?
It's been over 10 years, I know.
Oh, really? Really? Right in Butternut there, right in Butternut?
The third floor of our school.
All right. What's the best room? Grady, what's the best room in the house? You've been in there. What's the best one? What do they need to watch out for?
I think this year the best room is either going to be the junior's room or Jer's room.
Okay. All right. challenge has been put out to the other ones. All right. So when are we doing this? What's the first day and what are the hours that we're doing this? Let's get the who, let's get the wins and the wheres here.
Okay. So this year we're doing 2 weekends of it, and our opening weekend is this weekend, and we're doing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday is more so a kids' night, so we're going to make it a little less scary so families can come and stuff like that, and we're doing it from 6 to 9 p.m. We have bookings available on Facebook, and we also accept walk-ins. And then Friday and Saturday is 7 to 11 p.m.
Okay.
And then we're also doing it next week in Friday and Saturday, 7 to 11.
All right. Works out nice to have Halloween in the middle of the week. We get a few extended days in there. How much is it to go through the house? What do we got?
So for ages 6 to 12, it's $5, and ages 13 and up is $7.
Okay. All right. And it takes how long to go through the house? Like, what, 2 hours or so?
It's about 10 minutes.
All right. About 10 minutes, unless they linger, right?
Yeah. You know?
And both of you get to be involved with the whole process of it. What's the most fun of the actual scaring of the individuals? What's the most fun that you have doing this?
When you make somebody scream. when they walk out screaming.
I love it. That's awesome. That's awesome. And all the money from this goes for where?
The Butternut Student Council.
The Butternut Student Council. Yep. Fantastic. And everybody putting this together, it's a really a school-wide activity, right?
Yes, it is.
Everybody kind of chips in to make it happen.
Yep.
All right. So Grady says the junior room is the one to watch out for. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I think.
He's a little biased.
Because he's a junior?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Kendra, what do you think?
I think the senior room's pretty good.
That's pretty good? Yeah. All right.
I think that's also a little biased.
All right. I love it. All right. So this is all in Butternut, and all you got to do is just, it's right on F there, right? Is that right? As you get into Butternut, hang a right. Is that where it is?
It's right at the school.
Right. It's right at the school. Yep. I'm sorry. I thought it was a separate little location there. So it's right at the Butternut school. And again, give the, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week, younger kids Thursday.
Yes.
Is that right? Friday, Saturday, we're going full steam.
Yep.
And full then scare. The following weekend, Friday, Saturday.
Yep.
All right. And the hours again on that?
So the first Thursday is 6 through 9, and then the other 4 days are all 7 to 11.
7 to 11. All right. Should be a lot of fun. Great fundraiser, too. All right. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Andrew Pritzel, Grady Dennis joining us from the Butternut School, talking about the Butternut Haunted House kicking off this weekend.
The Bucks without Middleton. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers began his press conference by asking the number one question on the mind of reporters.
I wonder what you're going to ask.
Was Chris Middleton able to practice yesterday?
No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow.
Probably, or
it's pretty 100%, so 99.
The Bucks are in Philadelphia tonight against the 76ers for their season opener. Philly will be without Paul George and Joel Embiid. NFL, the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon hopes he can return a kick for a touchdown Sunday in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Says he's kind of tired of being tackled by kickers and punters.
I think I should have like 7 touchdowns right now in the NFL, and all of them got stopped by a kicker. So I'm trying to figure out a way to make the kicker and punter miss, but they just take good angles and it's starting to irritate me. Rams, Kansas City, Philly.
That's the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
What a day for Packers punter Daniel Whalen on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott. He punted the ball 5 times for a 56.8-yard average and a long of 66. Aside from Brandon McManus booting the game-winning 45-yard field goal, it was Whalen who made the special teams difference, much like most of the season. Coach Matt LaFleur said Whalen is the best punter he's seen.
He obviously kicks it a long way, but just the hang time too, because some guys will kick it far and they're going to outkick their coverage. But I thought our guys, our flyers, did an outstanding job winning their one-on-one battles. Just to negate big return opportunities.
Packers made a roster move yesterday, releasing long snapper Matt Orzech and returning defensive lineman Jonathan Ford from the injured reserve list. More is coming as Orzech is expected to return to the roster to handle long snap duties at Jacksonville on Sunday. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Everybody has their own thing. That includes safety Evan Williams. He said he's never experienced a game-ending kick scenario like the one on Sunday, so he didn't know what to do. His answer was to watch the fans.
Back to the field, not even looking, just completely facing our bench, looking at everybody in the crowd, seeing their reaction. They're all like, don't worry. But it was a great moment.
I'll have more from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, with a little sun in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, breezy, some showers in the afternoon with a high in the low 60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
It's 12 minutes after 9 o'clock. Reality Radio continues. Your host here is getting through it. I just can't get my brain to work today for some reason, Ron. Ever one of those days where your brain just doesn't want to do it?
Just about every day, Joel.
Just about every day. I'm having one of those days here this morning, so I'm glad to have you in here to help me out a little bit. So you guys have been staying busy there at Nemeth Implement. You guys have been running around up here in the Northwoods and getting people all the fun stuff they need, right?
Oh, we're doing our best, keeping everybody happy.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Again, for those of you not familiar, maybe you're listening for the first time, maybe you're up at the cabin here for the first time in a while, Nemeth Implement in Stetsonville, whatever they need to move around that dirt and have a little fun in the outdoors and chop down some trees and brush hogs, whatever, you guys can help them out, right?
Yep, we do our best. Yes. Yeah, we got lots of bush hog rotary cutters in stock right now. We're motivated to move those, so if you're looking for one, now is the time to buy them.
Okay. Yep. All right. A lot of new and used stuff you have available, right?
We got quite a few used compact four-wheel drive tractors in stock. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And what's nice is people up here in the Northwoods especially appreciate that you guys will come to them. All right?
Yep. We are up here every week, free local deliveries. Usually our local gas stations, we usually deliver there, you know, just buy a soda when you're in there and pick up your parts. And,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
Exactly. So a lot of people are preparing for the winter now. You're seeing people coming in and want something to maybe move some snow around eventually, or what's the most common thing now?
Oh, right about now, snow pushers and snow blowers are selling pretty good right now.
Mm-hmm.
Box blades. I really like the snow pushers on the front of the tractors or the skid steers.
Yeah.
It's not a snow blade. You don't get pushed around. It's more like a box blade on the front of the tractor or the front of your skid steer.
Okay.
All right. Those are very popular right now. Yep.
Yeah. I remember in the old days of pushing snow around, if that stuff got piled high or it got a little bit wet, you're in trouble. You know, you weren't going anywhere, but some of the stuff they have now can go through a lot of stuff, can it?
Yeah. Well, the snow blowers especially, they're phenomenal.
Yeah,
you can get self-powered units that they go right on the front of your loader, rotational direction, everything. Have a engine mounted right on them.
Yeah,
they're very impressive.
Yeah.
That's snow bank there. Just chew right straight through it.
That's, of course, assuming that we're going to get some snow this winter, right?
I sure hope so. We could use some good trails this year.
Yeah, we could use some good trails. We could use the moisture. There's a lot of reasons why we could use a lot of the precipitation. Right now, it's just so dry out there right now. I know I've heard the local sirens go 3-4 times the last few days, and I think they're running to grass fires probably.
They're running just about everywhere. I was in Eau Claire yesterday, and they were out running for fires. Yeah. Two different directions yesterday.
Yeah, so when people are out and about and doing that stuff out in the woods and stuff, leave that brush pile for a while yet, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Yep. You guys got the stuff to create that pile, though, I bet, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Yep.
Yeah, not like I need much help this year. But grapples and rock buckets, you name it. We have just about everything.
Yeah, and for people who have that piece of equipment on their property, I've driven by your place, I've seen it, guys, that's been there a while, that does not running, you guys can maybe make that dream come true of getting that piece of equipment going too. You guys do that kind of work, right?
Yep, absolutely. If it's broken down in your garage for the last 20 years, we'll fix it up and get it running for you.
Yeah, exactly. Nemeth Implement is right on Highway 13 in Stetsonville, and we always mention this too, Els Chalmers, you need those parts, you guys are the one to go to, right?
Well, just about any old parts. Yeah. Els Chalmers especially. We usually have everything there. Yeah. But if you got an old Ford 8N, that's not a problem either. Farm All H, if you have one of them, we can still supply you parts for that too.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Very good. Nemeth Implement, Nemuth. Be sure to check out their Facebook page. What Is It Wednesday? Yep. Continues to be very popular, right?
What Is It Wednesday is becoming more and more popular every week. It's even if you don't buy anything, that's fine. It's still just fun to try and figure out what the part is half the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Half the time I'm still trying to figure out what the parts are.
So is there one person responsible for picking out that part, or you guys kind of rotate on that?
There is one person that is responsible for trying to pick out the part and stuff, and he tries to mix it up a little bit. Some are easy, some are hard.
Mm-hmm.
But he does a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, so check out Nemeth Implement on Facebook, Nemeth. If you want to take part in What Is It Wednesday and have a little fun there. So we're getting ready to batten down the hatches here for wintertime. So if you need that snow thing to move the snow or whatever it may be you got going on your property out there, go on down, talk to Ron and the folks at Nemeth Implement. You guys are good problem solvers too, right? You like to get people into the equipment that they actually need, right?
Absolutely. Whether it's skidding logs or making woods trails, we'll help you get into the right piece of equipment that'll help you the most.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we specialize in.
Very good. All right. Always good to see you, Ron. Thanks for stopping in. We appreciate it very much. And hopefully you can get out and do a little hunting, less working, a little bit of hunting out there.
I sure hope to.
All right. All right. Very good. Good to see you, Ron.
Yep. Good morning.
Yeah, Ron down at Nemeth Implement, Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Hi, this is Tom Tiffany. Are you better or worse off than you were 4 years ago? Under the Biden-Harris administration, gas is up 45%, groceries 21%, and even a Wisconsin staple like cheese curds are up nearly 50%. If you want lower prices, affordable energy, and a federal government that cuts wasteful spending, then vote for Tom Tiffany on November 5th. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale, some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right. So they can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. Can't make it down here. Our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithanS.com. Fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1-month, 1,000-mile warranty. We got some nice inventory that are looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right. Pete Wheelway in Fifield. Good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
Aim for the best at Oak Guns and Ammo on U.S. Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin. Stop by and say hi to John and Amanda and discover their top-notch services like gun cleaning, mounting and bore sighting scopes, selling items on consignment, and handling all your ownership paperwork. Shop in-store for handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, accessories, targets, and more. No appointment needed. Just walk in and get your firearms ready for the season. Veterans and military personnel enjoy a 5% discount. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sundays until 4. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Find Ope Guns and Ammo across from the Great Northern Motel in Mercer, Wisconsin.
And here we are back with more of Reality Radio. Joel, I have summoned in the younger brain of Gray Gunderson to save the show here a little bit today. How are we doing, Gray?
The younger brain. That's a title I'll put on my resume if I ever need another one.
Well, we are really excited about our Catkins fundraiser, and we can kind of feel each day this week the excitement building, a lot of people calling about the items that we have up for auction at 98qcountry.com. But I also want to stress to people that if they're individual or business and you're financially in a spot where maybe you want to help out a great charity, boy, Catkins is certainly a great place to throw a couple of Jacksons or Lincolns or Washington. I'm not even sure who's on the bill. Some money. Throw some money at them, and it's going for just a great cause.
Hamilton's and upwards, please.
Hamilton's and upwards. Hamilton. What's that, 100?
I think Hamilton's on the 10, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. And I'm probably mistaken. He might be on the 20. Oh, no, Jackson's on the 20. I think Hamilton's on the 10. But anyway.
Yeah, we're talking a lot about the items we have up for bid, and that makes it a lot of fun. But what really drives our fundraisers, when we've done this in the past, and we usually have raised between 8 and 10 grand each year, is people's just generosity and willing to help out a local charity. And man, when you can throw a few bucks and know that there's a cat or dog that'll benefit from it and maybe find its forever home, that's pretty cool.
It was really awesome listening to Tanya earlier talking about how that there's money lost on every animal. That's how it works. That's the design. They knew going in. They know that it's going to continue to be that way. That's what it takes to take care of animals in need, which each and every one deserves the kind of love that Catkins shows them. We are so spoiled. There are few. I mean, I don't want to commit to a number, but too few organizations like Catkins out there, and to have one in a town this size is I love Catkins. That's simple.
And to have an organization that they're a no-kill shelter, they will hang on to a dog, they will make it the Catkins cat or dog that just lives there. They will not euthanize it. They're gonna keep that dog or cat until they find the right place for it.
And just like Tanya said, to make room for another cat, one must be adopted. And so they're up against needing more space, and the fact that that's what they're going to do, you know, it's not it's they're not going to change their ways. They're going to make more room for themselves. That's part of what's beautiful about the community too, because that room is there and the people will help them in the ways that they need. It'll take time, but I believe in the community as they help Catkins 100%.
Yeah, and a big salute to the people who started Catkins 14 years ago. When she said 14, I thought to myself, man, I am really getting old, because it seemed like just a couple years ago when Catkins. But imagine before Catkins, I mean, there was the dog catcher, and then it was like, what? Before people had the vision of doing Catkins and putting all that time and effort into it, that step from nothing to Catkins 14 years ago was a huge step.
I think there are technically humane organizations, at least some that have sprung up since Catkins has been here, but their coverage by their very nature is a few people spread out wide, depending on there not to be many calls. You know, I can think of a couple organizations that are great organizations, but they cannot possibly concentrate even in a local sense the way Catkins does. So it just, there's not enough Catkins out there. No Kill Shelter of the Northwoods, number one in my heart.
Yeah, the starting point was 14 years ago when they got the grant to put that building up out there, and now it's another step here, and we're going to have a facility here eventually that will be able to house more cats and more dogs and help in the transition. Like Tanya mentioned earlier, they have 67 cats right now, and they have a waiting list of cats that are waiting. As soon as one's adopted, then they'll take another one in. So that's where they're at. There's actually a waiting list for cats. People saying, I got a cat in my barn. I got this. Well, We'll call you when we got a spot for him. The hotel's full right now.
I don't want to diminish the seriousness of it, but I do immediately picture, well, we're booking out till November. We'll put you down. we'll pencil you in.
Yeah, so Catkins, it's a great place to throw a couple bucks to benefit them. If you don't want to go through the process of buying a gift certificate or buying anything that we have on our 98qcountry.com list under Catkins Fundraiser, that's fine. I get it. But if you want to call up, talk to Brianna and say, you know what, we'll donate 20, 50, 100 bucks, whatever. If you want to put a business name behind it, challenge some other businesses maybe to step forward to, that would be great. But there's a lot of ways for you to give back. And we talk about financially here too. But, you know, another way to give too, Gray, is to get a hold of Catkins and maybe one of those people who goes out and walks some of the dogs and helps out as a volunteer there too.
They need money. They need cat litter. They need dog food. And they need a lot of time from a lot of good people, and that's just as valuable as anything else on the list in its own way. They've made that abundantly clear. I mean, just to socialize the animals, hanging out with cats is a valuable service to those cats, and it's a great way to volunteer and spend a chunk of your day giving back in a small way that doesn't burn a lot of calories. That said, there's always a little work to be done, and they'll ask for a hand with that, but the trade-off in the adorable, adoptable animals loving you, oh, I'd go for it if I didn't have full-time work going on. I'd be hanging out with a lot of cats. I know that.
CatkinsAnimalRescue.org is their website to check out all the pets available. And again, 98QCountry.com has a list of all our items, over 70 items. I got a couple that I need to still snap a photo of and take a picture. How big is that Lego set that Tanya brought in? That was like a huge box of Legos, wasn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't see her behind the box as she carried it in the door. It's one of those that graduated extra-large sizes of Lego sets. It's we've got one here. It'll be on the website ASAP. We may have to take 3 or 4 pictures of the box to get the whole thing, though. We'll see.
Yeah, we got a print that came in also. We have a Kelly Meredith print from her studio that I think is valued at over $300, a signed print. And I believe I'm going to let you go, Gray, because I think this might be Mr. Patterson who wants to talk to us. So,
all right. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, you're out. All right. And I believe this is Mr. Patterson. Darren, is that you?
Good morning, it's Lena.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's Lena. Well, we'll take you, Lena. That's fine. Sometimes the phone rings and I just got to pick it up. How are we doing, Lena?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing this morning, Joe?
Good. Lena's Northern Pines out there and Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. And I understand that you are preparing for a fun Halloween event coming up here, Lena, right?
We sure are, Joel. Friday, November 1st, 7 o'clock.
All right. All right. What do you got going on out there, Lena?
Well, we've got the First Hand High Band that's going to be out there with us from 7 to 11 playing some great country and rock music for everybody's entertainment. We're going to have some fun Halloween drinks, and of course, that's our seafood buffet Friday. Stop in ahead of time, get a little bite to eat, and then come on outside and enjoy the entertainment with us.
Okay. We got Big G hanging out in here with us, too. Big G, you want to say hi?
Hey, good morning, Lena.
Good morning, Big G. How are you?
Good. You're a hard girl to keep up with.
Well, that's how it is.
Yeah.
That's how it is. So when people are enjoying the Halloween weekend out there, if they want to come out and enjoy the music, that's fine. But you got the breakfast buffet and a lot of reasons for folks to come see you this weekend, right?
Absolutely. 7 a.m. We're open on Saturdays and Sundays for the buffet breakfast. Tuesday, Wednesdays, we changed our time up a little bit. We're going to now open at 3:30 on Tuesday and Wednesdays. But Thursday and Friday, we're going to remain opening up at 11:30.
Okay.
All right. Pasta. Let's see. Wednesday night, is that pasta night now? Have I got that straight?
Yep.
All right.
Wednesday night, pasta night, ravioli, lasagna, fettuccine, along with the soup and salad bar.
Oh, carb up, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yep. Tomorrow's the German fair.
All right, very good. Lots going on there. If people want to stop by Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, they certainly can do that also. But if you enjoy the fun of Halloween, Friday night, I think you said, that's the place to come hang out, right?
Absolutely. Come on out, folks, and have a great time.
All right, check out.
This Friday, November 1st. Next Friday, November 1st.
Next Friday, November 1st. I'm sorry, yeah. You can check you out on Facebook, right? Right, Lena?
Yep, Lena's Northern Pines. And also, if anybody's looking for lodging, whether it be for wedding parties or family gatherings, or you'd just like to have a big family gathering, come on out and enjoy our tiki bar. We'd be happy to accommodate.
Yeah, and holiday parties, if folks want to schedule those out there, you got plenty of room to handle a lot of people, don't you?
Yes, we do. And deer hunting season's coming up. The grouse season is going quite well right now. But for those deer hunters out there that are looking for lodging, we still have plenty of room available.
All right. Very good, Lena.
All right. And you book those at lenasnorthernpines.net. Got a booking now site right there. So,
all right.
Real easy to go on there and check out everything you got to offer there, right, Lena?
Absolutely. Are you hungry as a bear, Greg?
Oh, yeah. that's kind of a pretty everyday thing with me, so.
I haven't seen him in a while. I thought you were hibernating. I haven't seen you in a few days. So
yeah, I just got back here. I took a little R&R, a little work around the house type thing. So.
All right, very good. Very good. All right, Lena, always good to talk to you. We'll chat with you again soon.
We got a certificate here Lena's got
okay.
on
the, All right.
got for us here. This is good for Lena's Bar and Grill on Glidden or Lena's Northern Pines and Butternut Lake there. And $35 certificate today. So thank you, Lena, for... providing that, and boy, people are in for a real treat when they come out to the Northern Pines or the Bar and Grill up there in Glidden. So,
all right.
And how are we giving that away? Go ahead, Lena.
I'm sorry. Speaking of the Bar and Grill, this coming stunt, we have our traditional pumpkin roll down the big hill for the kids. Anybody interested, bring on out your kids. It doesn't cost anything. We supply the pumpkins. They roll them down the big hill with the help of the American Legion out of Glidden. They roll the pumpkins through boards of the different businesses within the town. It's actually quite nostalgic and cute, but everybody is welcome. Bring the kids on out. That'll be this Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Sunday at 1. All right. Very good. Very good. All right. We'll let you go, Lena. We'll give away the certificate that you provided. Thank you so much. Have a great Halloween weekend if we don't talk to you, okay?
Fantastic. Everybody have a great day.
Yep, bye. You too, Lena. Thanks.
Thank you much. With Halloween on a Thursday, I'm just confusing me because we got Halloween this weekend, then we got Halloween Thursday, and then Halloween and something after that. And then we've got Lena's giveaway.
Yes,
what do you got? How much
yes,
you got there?
$35 here.
$35?
Yep, good for either place, Lena's Northern Pines and Butternut or Lena's Bar and Grill and Glidden.
Oh, boy.
So how are we going to give that away?
Well, I think this is what we're going to do, all right? We're going to go to that Civic Media app that you guys have on your guys and gals have on your phone. All right. Text us the word Lena.
Okay.
L-E-N-A. And do that by noon. You got until noon. All right.
All right.
And then we'll pick a winner from that of the $35 certificate. So L-E-N-A, just Lena. Text that through the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone and hit 98Q text L-E-N-A Lena. And we'll pick a winner and announce it tomorrow morning. How about that?
All right. That sounds good. I just got a couple more things I want to share.
Oh, certainly. Certainly.
All right. First of all, at the Lazy Loon Lodge, there's some Floridians. A family was displaced during Hurricane Irene. And they're in need of some items there. They are trying to raise funds enough so that they can afford an apartment. Thanks to Chris, Jiffy, Tammy, and Dave out there at the Lazy Loon Lodge for opening their hearts and their lodge to them. And they've got a couple of young girls here. One's a 16-year-old, one's a 12-year-old, and they're looking for, I guess, basically they left with their truck and the shirts on their back pretty much when they left Florida. And ended up up here, and this 16-year-old's looking for size 8 wide shoes, large shirts, sizes 12 to 14. 12-year-old girl here, her younger sister, stretch pants, medium shirts, pants. And all these items can be dropped off, size 4 to 5 shoes. And they also need winter boots, snow pants, etc. Any blankets are very, very well appreciate it, and bring them all to the Lazy Loon Lodge there. That's where they are staying, and our hearts and prayers go out to them as they get back on their feet again. So,
all right.
Again, thank you, the community, and just another way the community can help out our fellow citizens in need.
Fantastic. I also want to remind folks this Saturday, Ruby's Pantry is back again in Butternut. Next distribution is Saturday, the 26th, and that'll be from 11 to 12:30. The line starts at the corner of Wisconsin Avenue and 4th Street, And you'll get a share number for $25 cash, and you'll get about 50, 60 pounds of food. This is the 8th year they've been doing this now, Ruby's Pantry. It's been a great service, and there is no income qualification. It is open to anybody and everybody, and any money they raise from this, they put right back into the community. So it's a great thing. Ruby's Pantry is going on Saturday if you want to take part in that. Anything else you got, Big G?
Nope. I know we're looking forward here. I got the Mid-Catkins fundraiser going on. Man, just walking around the station here, looks like we got a lot of donations here.
Looks like we opened up a gift shop is what it looks like. We got a lot of baskets, a lot of cool stuff, and everything except like 3 or 4 items are on there. I'll be updating those once I get off the air here. So check into that website. I'll also be will be putting the current bids on the website too, so you can reference that. Any question, any bids, any pledges of money you'd like to make toward Catkins, 715-762-3221. Email wcqm@civicmedia.us.
Now, the thermometer out there, I looked this morning, it says 15. What is our goal this year?
$10,000 is the goal.
$10,000, okay.
It is the goal, yep.
All right.
Yeah, we'll take more. About $10,000 is our goal.
All right. Super.
Yep. So we appreciate everybody and everybody's help. All right, Big G. Onward and upward you go.
All right. Thank you, Joel. Betcha.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number 2 ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, with a little sun in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, breezy, some showers in the afternoon with a high in the low 60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
And it's 9:37, and we are going to talk all things Shawamigan now as we have our athletic director, Mr. Darren Patterson, with us. Mr. Patterson, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you this
Good,
Wednesday?
Good. Thanks for, we were kind of texting back and forth, but we managed to make it work here, so we appreciate your patience on that, Darren.
Yours as well.
Yeah, you bet. Let's talk a little Shawamigan football because we had a big rivalry game last Friday, wrapping up the season this Friday. And I mentioned to Coach Morgan and Coach Precor that Phillips, they came out jacked up in that game Friday night. They were motivated by that conference championship, and they put a little punch to Shawamigan early on in that game.
They sure did. I mean, Phillips set the tone with the opening kickoff by taking it back for a quick 6 on us. You know, we have a lot of respect for what Phillips is doing there with their football program and Steve Precor. You know, whenever I see him, he's just a gentleman as well. So they have a good system there. You know, you got to be impressed with the time that they put in, all the motions and the quarterback, their movement and their precision just with how they run their offense is really impressive, and you can tell they put a lot of time into it. And they are what they are. They've got some good athletes and a good system in place, and they certainly earned that conference championship. And but you know, we see some good things from us. Maybe Friday wasn't our best game of the year, but you know, we're sitting here at 4-4, and we have an opportunity this week because we're going to play a bonus game. The WI allows schools that didn't make the playoffs to have one extra game, and we found a partner in the Thorpe Cardinals, and they're going to make the trip here on Friday to play us. And if we can find a way to win that game, we'll find ourselves at 5-4 with a winning season, and we can carry that momentum into next year and hopefully beyond and keep trying to build. And and put something together like what Phillips has going on right now. They certainly are the crown jewel of eight-man football up here right now, and they've earned that. So we'd like to join the party with them, so to speak.
Exactly, exactly. So Friday night, Thorpe here in Park Falls at McDonald Field, 7 o'clock. We'll have the game on 103.1 FM. Volleyball, big win for them last night. That's a good building block, a tournament victory for the WIAA Regionals. Nice night last night for them.
No doubt. And the Swamian School District, Joel, has been around now for 16 years, and we've only hosted a WI tournament match four times, and last night was the fourth time in our school's history that we hosted a home event for volleyball. And it was a very evenly matched game, as you would think, between an 8 and a 9 seed. And we started out a little slow. Crandon took us in the first set, but our girls got it in the high gear, and the rest of the way they played pretty good, fundamentally sound volleyball. It did go five sets, so we maxed it out, but we pretty much dominated that last set in the fifth set. It was 15-7, if my memory serves me right, from last night. So it was really good. Really proud of the girls. It was fun to watch them after the game with their parents and some of the high school students that came to watch the game. Just really cool to see them have that moment, because they put in a lot of hard work and time, the coaches too, and to see them rewarded with a home playoff win was certainly nice. And now they earn the right to play another game. They'll be at Leona Wabino tomorrow, and they'll have their hands full with them. They're the number one seed. But we'll give it our best and see what we can do there. And if we can find a way to sneak out of there with a win, we'll be playing for a regional championship.
All right, very good. Tomorrow night, Shawamigan Volleyball on the road, cross country. Sectionals tomorrow. Did I have that correct?
Saturday.
I'm sorry. Saturday. Yeah. Okay.
No,
all right.
That's all right. A lot of people look forward to the weekends, Joel. You're trying to get us there.
Exactly. So, yeah, the boys and girls, both the girls have had some outstanding moments this season. So we're looking for something special from sectionals, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Our girls are certainly in the running to get another team state qualifying appearance to the cross-country meet. I know Coach Patterson strongly believes if the girls can just run their races, if they just run up to their capabilities, we should be okay. The top two teams qualify for state competition. So we feel like if we can just take care of our business, we should be okay on the girls' side. On the boys' side, there's some pretty good teams in there. And our boys, I would say they probably exceeded expectations, which was one of the cool things with cross country. And by no means are we suggesting that it's been a down year, but even when they are in a rebuilding kind of mode season, we're still average or above average, which is a credit to the kids for working hard and buying into the workouts and all that stuff. So I know they're going to aim to try to place as high as they can. And you never know, maybe if the guys all run lights out, they'll be kind of on that fringe of maybe being considered for qualifying for state as well, too. But we know if both the boys and girls are going to leave everything out on the course, and we'll see how they place there.
All right, very good. Exciting as we wind down this fall season. And I know we have middle school basketball and stuff going on, too. So lots of activity starting to shift toward the gyms here already.
You bet. And you know, when we got all these things going on, it's just great. That means we're busy, kids are involved in things, we're getting people in our schools. So yeah, we'll wrap up our fall seasons in the next couple of weeks, and we'll move on to the next thing, Joel.
All right, very good, Darren. We appreciate you updating us. We'll chat with you hopefully next week. Okay.
All right, thanks, Joel.
Thank you, Mr. Patterson. He's the high school athletic director for Shawamigan. Busy time, volleyball, regional semifinal tomorrow, cross-country, sectionals on Saturday, football wrapping up their season on Friday night. So lots going on. We thank you for being a part of our show here, for listening. We always appreciate that, of course. And if you've got something going on with your nonprofit group or organization, we encourage you to let us know about it. Give us a call. 762-3221, 715, of course, 762-3221. Email wcqm at civicmedia.us, or if you got a flyer for your event, just drop it off at the radio station right on Highway 13 here on the south end of Park Falls.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
No tricks, just treats at Kayla's Kitchen and Closet in downtown Park Falls. They brew up delicious fall-themed treats and beverages featuring pumpkin spice, caramel apple, and butter pecan. Check out beautiful new fall clothing for men and women, as well as boots, jewelry, and even purses.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto. You may know a couple of our commercials. But what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance, but this seemed like the type of thing people wouldn't mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, there's been some chatter about the economy and how it's getting a little stronger these days. Gasoline has just started to dip below $3 a gallon in much of the South and Midwest. It's just over $3 in Wisconsin. And its cost is nearing a three-year low nationally. Grocery prices that were spiking during the pandemic are not climbing in the same way, finally. Mortgage rates are down more than a percentage point from where they were recently, and the overall inflation rate has returned to normal levels, and that recent Fed rate cut is a sign that the government expects inflation to stay down. And I love hearing about that Fed rate cut because it means that there's lower mortgage rates, there's lower car loan rates, and hopefully there's some lower credit card interest rates. Wahoo! For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Well, thanks to all of our guests on Reality Radio. As always, we will archive the show today and post it for you at 98qcountry.com under podcast for you to listen back to in case you really have nothing better to do. So if you want to do that, I've said too much. I will, once I get off the air here, I'm going to go in and update some of the items on our Katkins fundraiser page at 98qcountry.com. And so go in there. I'll not only update some items, some new stuff that just came in, but the bids also. So if you want to check that in a little bit, go right ahead. I hope your Wednesday is just fabulous. We've got Mike McKay. He's all ready to go. He'll go 10 to 2. And Greg Gunderson from 2 to 7. We'll see you back in here, Lord willing, tomorrow morning.
98Q Country.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my booth. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah. But we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise when she said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet. In your Chevrolet. Lord knows I've been praying for the day a girl like her would say. Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. Wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found.
At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Yeah. Just hanging out, some little west coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way in. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburned auburn hair, a California dream. Yeah, she was shaking them hips, some old Motown song. I couldn't say a thing, so I sang along. She was a heartache on the dance floor. I stay the closing time, my little mystery. That girl's killing me, so I put on this song just to sing. Humming this little song, if I could say a thing, I'd want you to know. You were a heartache on the dance floor.
Heartache on the dance floor.
Yeah, you're moving through my mind.
Moving through my mind.
Oh, I got to know your name. I gotta see you again. And if you're listening, listening.
A lot of people called it prison when I was growing up, but these are my roots and this is what I love. 'Cause everybody knows me and I know them, and I believe that's the way we were supposed to live. I wouldn't trade one single day here in small town USA. Give me a Saturday night, my baby by my side, a little Hank Jr. and a six pack of light, an old dirt road, and I'll be just fine. USA. break our backs just to earn a buck. We never get ahead, but we have enough. I watch people leave and then come right back. I never wanted any part of that, and I'm proud to say I love this place, good old small town USA.